Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. The unmatched vitality of the United States economy and its science and technology enterprise has made this country a world leader for decades, allowing Americans to benefit from a high standard of living and national security. But in a world where advanced knowledge is widespread and low-cost labor is readily available, U.S. advantages in the marketplace and in science and technology have begun to erode. Chemistry, in particular, is an especially vital part of the scientific enterprise. According to the American Chemistry Council, over a quarter of the jobs in the United States depend in one way or another on chemistry. With over $400 billion worth of products that rely on innovations from this field flowing through the economy. Given the United States' history of economic and scientific preeminence in science in general, and more specifically in chemistry, it's easy to be complacent about the complex issues that confront us. But a number of key indicators illustrate why there's cause to fret. For the cost of one chemist or one engineer in the United States, a company can hire about 5 chemists in China or 11 engineers in India. Last year, chemical companies shuttered 70 facilities in the United States and have tagged 40 more for closure. Of the 120 chemical plants being built around the world with price tags of $1 billion or more, only one is in the United States and 50 are in China. It's this kind of news that has the American people, Congress, and the President worried. And when we look specifically at the field of chemistry, it's clear that this is an area of science that's struggling to position itself to meet the needs of the future, while wrangling with issues of identity and purpose, this at a time when the discipline is expanding beyond its traditional core. Indeed, chemistry and chemical engineering have significantly changed in recent years. They've broadened their scope into biology, nanotechnology, materials science, computation, and advanced methods of process systems engineering and control, such that much of what is done and taught in chemistry and chemical engineering departments is now quite different from the classical subjects. What hasn't changed is how chemists view the world. Their perspective is shaped by what they see at the atomic and molecular levels. They relate the properties of all substances to the detailed composition and atomic arrangements of all the chemical components. Understanding how the properties and reactivity of substances are related to their molecular structures helps chemists design new molecules with desirable properties and allows them to invent new transformations to synthesize and manufacture the new substances. Chemists seek to discover the components of the chemical universe, from molecules to organized chemical systems such as living cells and whole organisms, and to understand how these components interact and change. Synthetic chemists create and characterize new molecules and materials unknown in the natural world and develop the novel transformations needed to make them. Chemical scientists produce tangible benefits to society when they design and engineer useful substances, such as new pharmaceuticals and polymeric materials. Chemistry is both a central science and an enabling science. It plays a key role in conquering diseases, solving energy problems, addressing environmental problems, providing the discoveries that lead to new industries, and developing new materials for national defense and new technologies for homeland security. While we can still boast that chemistry research in the United States is stronger than in any other single country, competition from Europe and Asia is rapidly increasing. In 2003, the United States published about 19% of the world's chemistry papers, down from 23% in 1988. While the United States published a larger percentage of papers than any other single nation, that's still about 4% less than the number of papers published in Western Europe. Although U.S. chemists have been publishing at a steady rate of about 15,000 chemistry papers per year, chemists from other nations are increasing their rate of publication. U.S. chemists also lead in the quality of their publications. The total citations of U.S. chemistry papers between January 1996 and November 2006 accounted for about 28% of the world total, as compared to 29% for the combined contributions of Germany, England, France, Italy, Spain, and the Netherlands. The United States also leads in the number of citations per paper. U.S. chemists are the most prolific authors in high-profile journals such as Science, Nature, and the Journal of the American Chemical Society. U.S. chemists contributed to 50% of the 100 most frequently cited chemistry papers, while Western Europe contributed 41%. and 50% of the world's most frequently cited chemists are from the United States. Many factors influence U.S. research leadership in chemistry. One of the main factors is the national instinct to respond to external challenges, to encourage innovation, and to compete for leadership. The wide range of funding sources for support of academic chemistry research, including industry, multiple federal agencies, state initiatives, universities, and private foundations, facilitates innovative research. Key characteristics of the U.S. scientific culture that underlie current and future leadership in chemistry research include cross-sector collaborations and international partnerships, strong professional societies, early full independence of investigators, and mobility across academic institutions. Major centers and facilities provide key infrastructure and capabilities for conducting research and have provided the foundation for U.S. leadership. But we should also be mindful of the fact that there is increasingly strong competition for international scientists and engineers. The United States has maintained a steady supply of Ph.D. chemistry graduates by relying more heavily on foreign-born students. Over time, the number of U.S. citizens pursuing chemistry Ph.D. degrees has declined. It's also true that while research funding for chemistry has been steady, an increasing percentage of support for U.S. chemistry research is coming from a single source, the National Institutes of Health. Challenges from other countries have always been driven by U.S. investment in research. The Soviet Union was viewed as a major challenger prior to its disintegration. Japan emerged as a potent competitor in the 1970s and continues to increase its prominence. Western Europe has always been a major scientific force, and the recent strengthening of science throughout the European Union has increased competition in the past decade. Most recently, there's been very strong growth of science in China and India. A recent article in Science reported that China is heavily funding a few strategic scientific areas, including proteomics and nanotechnology. The United States has recognized that the scientific world is becoming a flatter playing field, and that this country will have to increase its efforts to remain competitive. Areas such as nanoscience, biological chemistry, and materials chemistry continue to attract new investigators and funding initiatives. But even in these areas, the U.S. leadership position may degrade over time. And the growth in applications-oriented research has been accompanied by a parallel decrease in funding for basic research in some fundamental core areas of physical, inorganic, and organic chemistry. Another ominous warning sign is the decrease in chemistry PhDs being awarded to U.S. students. At the same time, U.S. chemistry may find it increasingly difficult to attract and retain outstanding international graduate students and postdoctoral research associates as opportunities in other nations improve. The U.S. will also likely find it difficult, though not impossible, to increase the number of B.S. chemists and to improve the quality of K-12 math and science education to preserve the medium and long-term vibrancy of U.S. chemistry. U.S. funding of chemistry is projected to continue to barely keep up with inflation and to be concentrated in emerging and interdisciplinary areas. Core research areas of chemistry, which underlie advances in the emerging areas of science, will in all likelihood not be as well funded. Support available for the installation and operation of a diverse range of facilities to support leading-edge research in chemistry will be stretched equally thin. On the basis of current trends in the United States and abroad, what will be the relative U.S. position in near-term and in the longer term? The short answer is that the current U.S. lead in chemistry will continue to shrink as the chemistry world becomes flatter and more competitive. At the same time, chemistry makes many significant contributions to U.S. economic competitiveness and national quality of life. Broad public benefits are now derived from past investments in chemistry. Overall, the National Research Council believes that the science has never been more exciting, nor the opportunities to gain new knowledge ever been greater than today. The history of chemistry repeatedly shows that major discoveries open up whole new areas of understanding and of practical applications that weren't anticipated by anyone. We need to take the steps necessary to ensure that the future is as rich and productive as it can be for this critical scientific discipline. For as we examine the future of the field, there is one prediction we need to make. Chemists and chemical engineers will come up with inventions and discoveries that will change the world, and we'll all sit back and say, "Why didn't we think of that?" The Future of U.S. Chemistry: Benchmarks and Challenges was chaired by Charles P. Casey from the University of Wisconsin at Madison. For more information on the future of U.S. chemistry, benchmarks and challenges, you may contact the Board on Chemical Sciences and Technology at area code 202-334-2156. You may also read the full text of this report online at the National Academies Press. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.